that a final resolution would roll our past to burn forever. To live forever. For a little while. Bring the light, burn the sky, torch the lights, bring it all into parts. Bring the light, burn the sky, torch the lights, bring it all into parts. Bring the light.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, as usual. However, tonight I think what I'm going to do is, it's the last show of the year for me. It's going to be, I don't know, I'm going to try and cover a few things that I think were standouts for the year, and that has got to be one of the bigger comeback singles of the year for me, Covenant featuring Necrofertility, with the Lightbringer CD single, the first release from Covenant for a good while, a good few years if you ignore things like their live album or compilation albums or best ofs or whatever. If you go for like just solid new material albums, I think they hadn't released anything in over 6 years at that point. So that was kind of a comeback for them. And it was also kind of an introduction. A lot of people hadn't heard of Necrofertility at that point. I don't think I had either. And they've turned out to be another standout band of the year, but I'll be getting to them later in the show with some of their own material. Well, I hope you've had a good Christmas and aren't too stuffed on things like mince pies and turkey. So anyway, that's about as Christmassy as this show is going to get. I'm just going to continue with some tunes. Next up, I'm going to play some Mind in a Box. This band, for me, were one I was incredibly, incredibly excited to see live. They hardly ever play live. I think they've now played in the UK once live, and that was here in Bradford at Infest. And when you build up a band like this, a band you've been listening to for three albums worth for a good few years, you think that there's every chance to go get on stage and just be average, and that will be a big kind of loss to you. You've been building them up in your mind to be better and better than they ever were. What happened at Infest was they were as good, if not slightly better, than I ever expected them to be. I went to that gig hoping for something awesome and came away having had it delivered. I think a lot of other My Dear Box fans thought so as well. Anyway, this is a track from their most recent album called Crossroads, with a track of the same title. I have never seen this coming. I have never climbed so high. I have never thought this could be the crossroads of my life. I have never seen the choices. I have never soared the sky. I have always thought I am living just to stay alive.
Inside.
you heard there Edge of Dawn with Lucid Dreams from Anything That Gets You Through the Night. Now, I know I said earlier on in the show that this was going to be a show about great things of this year, and looking at the back of that album cover, it was released in 2010, so it wasn't quite this year. However, I've got this niggling thought in the back of my brain. They actually came out quite late in 2010. I know I've played that album a lot this year, and it's well worth it. If you like your synthy electronic stuff, you can't go wrong with Edge of Dawn. It's got Frank Spinner's brilliant vocals on it. It's just a chock great album that you can just stick on your stereo or stick in your car and just kind of forget about, and it just doesn't get old quickly. Before that, we had Urseus Exes with Drifting. And that was an album that I came to pretty much late in the game. It had been out a year or so before I picked it up. I'd been recommended it by a friend, thinking it would be right up my street, and it is top quality stuff as well. Very much down the Edge of Dawn theme. So for me personally, those were both 2011 standout albums. However, before that, we had Mind Earbox with the absolutely... They were there because they did a standout gig. Well worth listening to their stuff and well worth looking forward to the start of 2012, where they're going to release their new album, which I believe... I'm going from memory here, which is never the best thing for accuracy. I believe it's called Revelations. It's coming out at the end of January, and I'm just incredibly excited about that new Mind Earbox material. I think we've heard one track from that, which is on YouTube, and I think, and we heard it live as well. They've been playing it live. However, it's not actually released yet because it's from this forthcoming album. So great stuff there. Right, normally I'll run down the news in this section, but as it's middle of winter, not many bands are announcing things at the moment. Although after 2 weeks ago, the show, shortly after that, a local band, Berlin Black, announced that they've got a great support slot in the new year. Berlin Black are to support the Chameleons on May the 5th in Leeds. Now, you think, oh, Chameleons, they're going to be playing quite a big venue. What they are actually doing is playing a disused, repurposed church in the middle of the student part of Leeds. The church is called Left Bank. It's in the Headingley Hyde Park area. And I managed to get to a unofficial Chameleons gig. I think it was Mark Burgess, the lead singer of the Chameleons, who was doing vocal solo stuff at a mate's wedding reception held in that very same venue. Partway through the night, he turned around to the audience and said, "This is a brilliant venue. I want to bring the band back here." And clearly, that's exactly what he's done. So he's got a few gigs sorted out around the country, but one of them is at the Left Bank in Leeds. Great kind of acoustics, great visuals in that building. And it's kind of, it's a much more less of a massively manufactured gig venue. It's more of just a great place to play. So it's kind of very heartwarming. Anyway, so this means on May the 5th, you've got Chameleons, Vox, Artery, Berlin Black and The Last Cry all playing a gig there. And if you want to get a discounted ticket, I believe the tickets are on sale, but if you want to get one slightly cheaper, you can buy one through the Berlin Black website, which is trashvoguerecords.co.uk. Again, I'm doing that from memory. I really shouldn't. I believe that you can get the ticket for about £10 from that. So those three bands, if you're interested in Chameleons-y, Berlin Blacky type stuff, that should be really good. So, yeah, that's not much news going on, but things are still being announced. So I imagine many, many more kind of promotion machines will kick ass into gear at the start of next year, and we'll get loads of announcements, loads of bands who have been recording away over the winter. We'll start digging out the early tours and things like that. But now back to the interesting stuff of this year. This has got to be a band that was eagerly awaited, but much very passionately discussed by their fans and followers. This Pop Will Eat Itself. Now, how we can call it a reforming if you've only got one of the original four members, I'm not sure. What, especially when you've had the Vile Evils that had more of the original members but weren't doing the Pop Will Eat Itself material. It's a very interesting debate that went on. However, I just thought, I just want to see this band. I want to make up my own opinion by seeing them live. I got myself over to Manchester to see them live, and they did play very, very well. This album is very representative of the Pop Will Eat Itself sound, the Pop Will Eat Itself ethos. it's just a very much a Potwheel Eat Itself thing, even though it hasn't got that many original members in. So, yeah, they called it, you know, lineup version 2 or something like that. Yes, that's very much it. You know, they've got some fresh blood in there, and it's good stuff. And this is a track called Nosebleed Turbo TV.
Please. Sin, evil and wrong are each a point of view. What's righteous to me is abhorrent to you. What's righteous to me is abhorrent to you. What's righteous to me is abhorrent to you.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and you heard there a band that I consider to be one of the best upcoming bands of this last year, one that kind of, I think I got some promo stuff from them a year ago at Infest, and then their biggest impact has to be getting out there, doing live gigs and releasing their album, of which they did mainly this year, and there's a lot of good stuff on there, and seeing them live, they always warm to the crowd. For some reason, I just think they work incredibly well with what they're doing. And it's nice to see young bands getting out there doing as much as they can to get recognised, and sometimes it gets appreciated. I think this is one of those times. So that was Surgeon with The Stranger from their album Vanity. And before that, we had Pop Willy itself with Nosebleed Turbo TV from their new album, A New Noise Designed by a Sadist, which is just slightly very, very good way of describing what they're doing now. What I'm going to do now is run down the gigs, clubs, event, general stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks, actually sneaking a little further into January than usual. But to be honest, if you were tuned in a fortnight ago, nothing else has really been announced. This is still pretty much the same list. Tomorrow... this coming Friday, I was going to say, but it's tomorrow, isn't it? It's only Thursday. So, yes, this coming Friday, Friday the 30th of December, we have the Phono Reunion at The Wire in Leeds. Now, this runs from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m, which to me isn't a very long club night. However, the Phono Reunions are usually lots of fun. They're essentially old Phono DJs playing stuff that you would tend to get at things like Oblivion at the Phonos in Phono in Leeds many years ago when it still existed. So it's quite nice to see things run every now and again, and I'm probably going to get myself along to that, so that should be pretty good. I don't know what the door charge is. There's some information on a Facebook event, but it seemed to be a bit shy on a couple of details. Maybe they hadn't sorted that out at the time. Phono Reunion on Friday. Next week or so, week on Saturday, we have Saturday the 7th of January, we have the library in Leeds. It is that event at the start of the year that the Flock people put on. When I call it that event, it's essentially a band introduction kind of night. They call it Bands of the Year, Bands of 2011. Actually, that should be Bands of 2012. Bands that are going to be in big in 2012. I think I've got a typo in my title there. So yeah, up and coming bands, essentially. Three bands playing, half hour set each over about a 2 hour period. So that runs from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the library in Leeds on Saturday the 7th of January. Each band plays half an hour set. The bands are In Isolation, Wrapped in Plastic and Speculous. Entry costs £4 and includes entry to the club night afterwards. More information at sheepish.net/flock. As usual, from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, you get the Flock Club Night, which is request-friendly alternative tunes. Usual lots of fun. I'd be surprised if you've been bouncing around and you've not actually got yourself to look one of these, or at least heard about it a little. It's usually lots of fun, and if you haven't been to the gig, it costs you £4 in before midnight. if you have been to the gig, you're already in the venue and you don't have to pay in again, so that's all good. Yeah, skipping way ahead to the end of January, there's a double flocker again. On Saturday the 28th of January, there's a set of bands followed by a club night. This time it's Rome Burns and support from the Marching Men, again at the Library in Leeds. Doors 7:30, first band at 8, and it costs £4 in advance. Probably slightly more on the door, as it usually is. And that cost includes entry to the club night afterwards. The club night afterwards is a one-off night of 80s goth, brought to you by the people who run Flock. Again, running from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And again, costing £4 in before midnight. So if you're already in for the gig, you've paid once, so you're good. You don't have to worry about paying again. But if you're not fancying the gig but still want to get to the 80s goth-styled club night, then £4 in. And again, more details on a Facebook event, or I'm sure it'll be on sheepish.net somewhere. Okay, that's pretty much it for events. Hopefully there'll be lots more interesting stuff to report on next year, which is only a few days away now. So I'm going to continue with another band who have been around forever. At one point, they described themselves as the least known industrial band. And they've come out with a storming album this year. I think most of my friends wholeheartedly agree that this is a storming album for people who like rocky industrial stuff. This is 16 Volt with a track called Burn. you heard their Necrofacility with Explode from their brilliant release this year, Wintermute. Now, this is a band that I think caught most people's attention, even though it's their second release, their second album. They caught most people's attention early this year when Covenant released Lightbringer, the track I opened the show with, featuring Necrofacility. And everyone thought, wow, if Necrofacility sound anything like this, this will be well received. And it does. It sounds like all the best bits of that Covenant release. And the Wintermute album, well, it's, I don't know, something about the album name just makes it feel a bit, that's quite kind of normal or obvious. The rest of the album itself, the actual content of the album, is brilliant stuff. In my mind, it's great. It's really easy to, again, it's one of them albums you can just stick in the car and hit on repeat and forget to take out, or just stick on your stereo and just keep playing it. It doesn't grow old quickly at all. And if you like that kind of synthy poppy stuff, then it's a very, very solid album and definitely a band to keep your eye on. Before that, we had something that was pretty much nothing to do with this year in my books, but it's a track I wanted to play anyway. It was Void with Weakener from their album This Is Not a False Alarm Anymore. And before that, we had the fantastic 16 Volt with Burn from their recent release, Beating Dead Horses, which again is another album that you can just stick on and it doesn't get old fast. It's very good at what it does. A band that clearly know what they're doing and can produce a really good album. Right, I think it's time to decide what to leave you with now. And again, this is something that isn't anything to do with last year, apart from the fact that I've been really enjoying this band's album for the last year. This is a Huddersfield band, local band called Rhombus, who I've played on the show many times before. They're very much a goth rock style, so don't always fit in with the more electronic industrial stuff I'm playing, but I count that they get included because they're great stuff, and there is the title of goth in how I describe the show in the opening. So this is Anywhere from their most recent album, Open the Sky. I'll be back next year in a fortnight's time, as usual. I hope to see you then, and great new year. Catch you again.